One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Constant cravings always been.
You might have seen Reagan. I was hoping she was going to show up here soon.
Captain.
Oh,
hey, Captain.
Hey, Reagan.
Hi.
Where you been?
Been a little long night. I think I've been a little sick.
That's a hangover.
What? No, I think it could be food poisoning.
Nah, no, that's alcohol. Don't kid yourself. Who's going to blink first?
This is Below Deck.
Oh, she's back, y'all.
She's back.
Sandy. We thought
going to blink first. That's so true.
We thought we wouldn't get. I thought she might have her hands full, so she wouldn't have any moments of cringeworthy, completely destroying crew members.
Oh,
but we're gonna have a real. I'm wondering how long we're gonna get Reagan.
Oh,
because she's already provided us with. Two.
I kind of want Ray Gunn to stick around
Me
more.
Me too.
But I don't think
I want to see Captain Sandy just emotionally destroying her.
Well, she comes close to it.
Yes.
She comes close. Y'all, this Woo! Is Below Deck Med, Season 7, Episode 3, A Whole Yacht of Scandal.
I'm going to say, this season has already redeemed itself for me.
Yeah, it's been much better.
Yeah. Now.
Because these people on this boat are messy.
Yeah.
Messy.
I think Tosh might be the messiest Chief Stew we've ever had.
She's a fucking hot mess.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, she's horrible. I mean, not like in a vindictive way, but still kind of sometimes cruel.
I think this is someone who is not realizing little fires that she's setting places.
No, we're going to talk about that. Before I get to that, I just want to remind people that 90 Day UK has premiered, and we dropped an episode of that.
Yes.
So that is on the free feed as well. It will continue to be on the free feed. It is available to watch in the U.S. on Discovery Plus.
On Discovery Plus.
You kind of have to look for it. If you go into the relationships tabs or if you just search for it,
yeah.
It don't come up. It won't come up.
It don't come up.
It don't come up. But it is very good.
I don't know if, like, Love in Paradise, they're going to air it on American television.
I don't know.
I don't know if they're going to air it on TLC. I do not know. I know it will be harder based on the way the show is definitely made by... it may be Matt Sharp Productions, but it is definitely made in a different British eye. That was like it was very different.
It's great.
It's wonderful.
We loved it,
If you don't have Discovery Plus yet and you're a 90 Day super fan or just a TLC super fan... That $5 a month is nothing.
Write it off for your taxes as a mental health reason.
Amen.
And when you get audited, don't send them to us.
Nope, don't come to us.
But so that's dropped. We're back from vacation.
We are.
Wait, does this episode drop this week?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because we did the one. Okay, yeah. So we're back from vacation. Thank y'all. We had a great time.
Not together. We were separate.
We'll talk about that more probably on the 90 Day show.
Yeah, we will.
And yeah, let's. I think that. Oh, and if you are interested in being a cast member of the 90 Day UK, they asked us to mention. We put it on our Instagram. It got approved for season 2, so you can join.
If you are a UK resident and you have a fiance or a lover overseas, they want to hear from you.
Yes,
go to the Instagram, the 90 Day Fiance UK.
Yep, there we go.
And we'll make fun of you.
We will.
If you've always wanted us to read you like the phone
book,
some
people do.
They did. I do cameos where people want me to read them.
That's true. And you do.
And I don't know enough about them a lot of times, so I have to.
So if you want Poodle to read you, you need to leave a description and leave that video. What? You know how cameo people can leave a video?
I never watched those.
You never watch the videos they sent you?
I do sometimes. I don't know.
Never mind. Just leave it in the description, y'all. Let's move on.
Give me a social or something so I can critique all your terrible pictures.
Wow.
I'm not going to come for your kids, though. I won't do that.
We need to move on. What's your first tea bag?
Let's just jump in. I have a pre-tea bag, pre-cum. Reagan's dancing. And I now, sorry, Raygun. Raygun's dancing. Y'all, you have to be blitzed to dance like this.
She is not dancing well.
But let's just talk about
the whole
post-Dave Tosh thing that happened at...
Kind of like the first 20 minutes of this episode.
Yeah. And you guys, basically, she did that shitty thing of being mad at someone and then flirting with the other guys and not talking to the person she'd been making out with. This is bad.
We find out that the reason they got together is Tash said she wasn't happy with her other boyfriend. So she started cheating on her current or her ex-boyfriend with Dave.
And you guys, so it's really hard to build something from cheating.
It's very hard. And also
it's possible, but
Dave's a rebound.
Yep.
But Tasha said she's never had a lot of long-term relationships.
She also said that, or he said, I'm sorry, that she said that we wait the first week, then we'll tell everybody.
Yes. Then we'll tell them.
And she has reneged on that.
Yes. Yes. He's wanting to tell. So she's pulling back on that.
Even though they're still rooming together.
Yeah. That she decided.
Yeah.
Remember, she decided that she wanted them to bunk together.
This is so fucking fraught.
She's cool.
With issues. Decided. Yeah.
And I think she is someone who doesn't know what she wants.
Yeah.
But always, she doesn't know what she wants, but she thinks she's got a clear head about this.
Yeah.
And she's literally playing chess with people.
And I don't think she realizes how, if she's trying to be a professional, how this could affect her job.
Yes.
Or the atmosphere on the boat for everybody else working with her.
Yes.
If the chef can't focus, how well are the charters going to go?
And the thing is her personality is avoidant and afraid of commitment.
Yeah.
And sadly, Dave
is the opposite.
He is probably codependent.
Yep.
And
needy.
Feels unlovable.
Yeah.
That's a horrible combination.
And though it would be better if consistently she did not flirt with him or give him reason to think she's okay or go fuck him in the shower later.
Does Tosh remind you of someone?
Me in my 20s.
Y'all, this is Poodle in his 20s.
Where, you know what? And I was in my 20s and I didn't give a fuck about anybody else.
And the thing that would turn you off the least when you were in the 20s.
Neediness.
Is when someone wanted you.
Yes.
It still bristles you
a little
bit. Oh,
yeah, I don't like it.
But you realize you...
In a needy way, though. If someone wants me in a way where it's like someone wants me in the bed right then, I'm there for it. But
yes.
If someone's trying to be needy with me in public, I'm like, first of all, get your hands off me.
Yeah.
My body is my body.
And also the West Hollywood rugby team.
Yes. But
no, literally, there's honestly, a tattoo on his ass.
Property of Miho Rugby. But the thing is, I can kind of sympathize with her in when he is there and he's trying to say like Tosh, blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, I'm with my friends. Get away.
He is like,
just, he has no chill.
He has no chill. He's a raw nerve. He looks at her like a discarded wart that misses its host body.
Yes.
Like he's
true.
He's just so sadly looks
at her. I also need to say that she has little to no concern for him when she's with everybody else.
None.
And it's hard to kind of watch.
Yes.
And it's... And everybody else kind of sees it.
She's a woohoo girl that doesn't want anyone to be mad at her.
Yep.
So she doesn't talk at all about what she actually wants.
And she says things like it's my business because she doesn't either. She's avoidant. She refuses to see the big picture. How this could fuck up not just her position on the boat, but also Dave.
Yeah.
Also could affect Captain Sandy. And y'all, I would not want to be on the receiving end of Captain Sandy's dick.
No. No, y'all.
Because, y'all, she's already fucking Reagan 6 days to Sunday.
6 days to Sunday. Yes. And if she has to stop her marathon of Rizzoli and Isles to discipline someone, she's going to be
pissed. She's an Isles fan. Who knew?
Yeah. She... If she has to turn off Savage Grace, she is upset.
Crossing Jordan Marathon.
She loves Holly Hunter. Loves her.
Is it Savage? I don't know what Savage Grace is.
That's with Holly Hunter, isn't it? What was that show called?
It's not called Savage Grace.
It's Saving Grace.
Saving Grace.
Saving Grace. My mother loved that show.
She loves a strong female role model. She
really does.
Crossing
really
Jordan.
Really does. She also loved Providence because she loved that woman's curly hair.
Oh, Melina Kanakarides?
Yeah.
Kanakarides?
I don't remember.
Wow.
I never thought, how could you make an interesting show about Providence? I mean, Providence looks pretty in pictures, but doesn't seem exciting.
I don't know. It's very upsetting.
But, you know, they had a soap
we
opera
have to
called,
move on.
Well, they had a soap opera called Santa Barbara, and that is not a dramatic town.
That's fair.
It's very peaceful.
So anyway, we're going to talk about that. I don't know if there's much more to talk about. I'm with you. I understand her kind of recoiling at his neediness.
She says, I'm suffocating.
But.
And I want to say, if you're suffocating, she says, I want to be alone. Then don't put him in the same boat.
But she takes no responsibility for her own actions. And that's what I can't forgive her for, you guys.
She literally acts like it's all put upon her. And he's crazy.
She's fucking gaslighting him.
And
she
is gaslighting him.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, I don't think she's a bad person. I think she is avoidant and she doesn't really think about how she's affecting other people.
I think also, I don't think she's dumb. I think she's actually pretty smart for what she does.
Yeah.
She's not a deep person.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Dave is anything but.
Yeah.
And
he's getting a very sympathetic at it.
It is true.
Yeah.
But when you see like she just ghosts him and picks up her pillow and leaves the bunk and doesn't even tell him that she's going to sleep somewhere else, cut to Dave just sobbing in his bed.
Oh. He was drinking.
He was drunk. Yeah. What did you think my teabag was? What did you think about the Jason and Dave kind of fight?
It was interesting.
I didn't understand what David was saying, by the way.
It was all basically, he was trying to fuck with Jason because Tosh was flirting with him.
Okay.
And Tosh was doing it, obviously, to mess with Dave.
But I just couldn't understand literally Dave's word, like his syntax.
Bruh, I want to talk to you. Basically, he was so drunk, and I think Jason's had issues with confrontation before, like when he said, yeah, first time I got knocked out was in Taco Bell in college.
Don't tell that. I've got opinions about Jason from this episode.
You know, we don't know a lot about him. He's not very likable. I don't really like him. That's why I was saying on the first couple episodes, he doesn't like taking orders from a woman.
Although we're going to talk about this later, but some of the things he says to Storm was very inappropriate.
I agree.
So, but with the Jason and Dave fight, Jason kind of like says, I'm not fighting you. Again, y'all, He still can't eat a Mexican pizza to this day because it's traumatizing to him, I guess.
They don't make that anymore.
They don't make Mexican pizza.
I think
you
it came back. I loved
a
Mexican pizza.
They don't make double-decker tacos anymore, so I don't even know.
Again, they're all the same shit.
I know, but the Mexican pizza's all the same shit.
No, that is a different thing.
Oh,
that is a
please.
Special thing, and it's got stuff on it, and there's
shape.
Beans.
It's different for you. Now you want Taco Bell, don't you?
Yes.
I do, too. So anyway, y'all.
I want Taco Bell until I take a first bite.
You don't want it anymore.
And then I don't want it anymore.
That's the damn truth.
And then you eat it because you think it's going to get better.
Doesn't.
And then there's a moment where you say,
it's not like Taco Bell.
I might as well just keep going.
Yes. Yes. It's like bad dick with cherry lube.
Oh,
they're inside you, so you might as well finish the job.
Don't ever have cherry. Don't flavored lube is the devil.
Oh, it's the devil.
Ugh,
why would you?
Don't.
That's why they don't make flavored boy butter. And you can keep it in the fridge. You're into that
butter flavored Crisco.
Butter. He was churning
and yearning and burning and yearning till he died. Parquet.
Little throwback.
So
there.
Stupid.
So stupid. I think that's all I have about the fight. I mean, later Dave makes up. Just to finish that, Dave does go and apologize to Jason later, and Jason kind of acts like he wasn't going to take it, and then finally said thank you.
I think Dave is a good guy. He's very wounded. He's, as Sandy says, he's a real artist. And
well, I think that's one reason why he's so good at what he does.
And
he's so...
Yeah.
Dave was told as a little boy that he was sensitive.
Yes, and he said he got bullied a lot.
Because he was sensitive.
So, yeah. So this is someone who's got some wounds, and he's going to work. He's going to find what he's good at, and he's going to work harder than anyone else, which is why he's successful where he is.
Y'all, he is that rescue dog that you adopted that just is so grateful that you love him.
Oh.
But it is.
He is, yeah. It's interesting, too, but at the same time, he's great at what he does professionally, but what personally, he's just a mess.
Oh.
And so that could get him. What the thing is, when Sandy finds out about it, because she will, think who she's going to choose between. It's not going to be a question of who she gets rid of.
Yeah.
If there's a problem. So that's what I'm saying. I think this is a big miscalculation for Tosh.
I don't think she's strategic. I think she's just like id. She's just kind of in the moment and present, and she can organize things and do stew stuff. But after that, it kind of is out the window for her.
I think you're right. What's my next tea
Actually,
bag?
We jump in. We'll just so we get it out of the way. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope.
quarterback. So I don't know if you saw this and had the reaction that I had, but there were those pictures of Storm with longer hair, and
he was gorgeous.
He is gorgeous, but if I would have seen
he's
that
not bald, I think he just buzzes his head.
But if I would have seen that hair, I would have swam the English Channel.
I think he looks better with hair.
I do too.
I think he shaves his head. Maybe he's bald.
He's probably
in the back.
Balding in the back.
In the front, it looks like, get some hair club for men, Storm.
Although,
I don't mind a shaved head, though.
It looks good. Anyway, and I liked it how he was taking initiative on the boat. He was saying, we're going to do this. And he's like, we have to have a procedure. Because, Ray Gun is still asleep and hungover.
She literally says at one point, I'll just jump to that. I'll go back to my other one. Like, she says, just do what you feel like doing.
Ooh.
Y'all, even Z.
Who's so laid back.
He never talks shit about anyone.
Yeah.
He is the most respectful guy.
I think he knows that things won't go well on the boat if there's not changes.
There's not any
change. Yep.
Because like when Jason, they pull out some toys and Jason hasn't charged the things. And Z says, well, it's not your fault. No one taught you. So I get
that. No one
that,
taught you to charge it.
But I will say that this kind of goes into my next teabag of, Jason is a dick.
He is
just a dick.
I agree with you. I don't like him.
He has arrogance.
Yeah.
He thinks he's somebody who doesn't know everything, but thinks he but knows a little.
He is a tall white guy who has entitlement.
As you said, if I could have one quarter of the entitlement that Jason has, mediocre white guy, I could have ruled the world.
Yep. Yep.
And so that is him, and we see that in. First of all, the way he talks to Reagan,
yep,
not appropriate. When she's telling what he's like, well, and he just is basically smarting off to her and sassing her. I forget exactly what he says to her. But what got me is when Storm is trying to help Jason, and Jason says, I'll do what my boss tells me to do,
thank you.
And I went, that's not how you talk to another crew member.
Well, This is the issue that wasn't really directed at Storm, that was directed at Reagan. So probably
she was in earshot.
Yes,
she was in earshot.
Yes,
actually,
she was right there, and I was less bothered by that. That was basically him questioning the order of command.
That's true.
And so
there's a passive aggressive.
No, I totally agree with you.
No, I'm asking you like. I can't put my finger on what is it? What would you call his behavior, the way Jason behaves?
It is country club entitled. It is people should be asking me for my opinion because I know everything.
It is a country club entitlement. Yes.
Don't let the long hair fool you.
It's, that is so true.
It's
the painted toes, the long hair. He wants you to think he's this laid back hippie. We saw the picture when he was younger. He
country
was
club entitlement.
Yale tennis
yep.
shirt.
Country club entitlement.
Oh my God, that's it.
Yep.
Oh, he's a fucking.
You're
one
welcome.
Of those Osbrink twins, or yep. whether Oppenheimer twins or Otto fucking twins.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The people that helped find Facebook.
Oh, the Auchincloss.
Yeah, the one Armie Hammer played before he ate people.
He never ate people.
Well, he said he wanted to.
Wait till the next 90 day podcast, because I'm going to tell you about my trip to the Donner Party Museum.
The Donner Party?
Don't tell me you've never heard of the Donner Party, because I'm going to throw you through a window.
Richard Donner, who directed Superman? I love him. He inspired Patty
Donner
Griffin to make...
Donner Pass, where the Donner Party had to camp out in a winter, and the winter was so bad, they were trying to make it to through the Sierra Nevada. And the winter was so bad, the people died, and they had to eat people.
Well,
you've never heard of this?
Oh, wait. Wasn't that movie, the plane crash?
No, that's Alive.
Oh, okay.
This is ridiculous. I'm not having this conversation. That is a historical thing about immigration.
I've never heard of this.
God, your educational system has failed you again.
The Oinky the Pig got very uncomfortable when the teacher talked about eating anyone.
Touche.
So.
No,
really?
I was obsessed.
This
I read like a book
in 1700s, 18, 18?
18. Do you not even know when the American expansion was? We need to. That's it. I am just. We're taking 2 weeks off, and I'm going to just take you through an American history course. We're going to learn when things were. It was like the 1850s, 1860s.
Really?
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Ate each other.
Right before Gold Rush.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't eat. They ate their bodies when they were. Yeah. But they were snowed in. And there were a lot of reasons why the Donner Party. Because I've been obsessed with the Donner Party for a while.
So. Well.
Of course. If y'all know me, I'm obsessed with historical tragedies, especially when a lot of people die and maybe they start eating each other.
I wonder if he was related to Richard Donner and
film
director.
No one gives a shit.
What?
God, that took forever. And I'm annoyed. Where was I?
That just got rid of your vacation.
That did. That took everything I had. But I will say, I spent most of the day at the Donner Pass and Donner Lake Museum finding about, and I took this tour with this old man named Henry, and he told me everything I needed to know. And I asked him 10 minutes of questions afterwards.
Oh, God.
Oh, I loved it. Y'all, I was going to say, if you're in Tahoe, it's not very far. It's like near the town of Truckee. Go to the Donner Party Museum or the Donner State Park.
Sounds uplifting.
Oh, it's a story about survival. 40 of them, there were 87 of them, 40 of them lived.
Because they ate 40 of them.
No, I'm saying, never mind. You don't understand the goal of going somewhere where you have a new, never mind. I'm just spitting into the wind here. You only know the Oklahoma land run.
Oh, God.
True. Where they actually had to go to this place. They didn't have to have a foot race for it.
That's true.
How lazy.
How lazy. Where are we?
I don't know.
What's your next
I don't
bag?
Know. You're right. That just took all of my vacation away. I'm furious again. Where am I? Jesus. I need to say that
okay.
The charter guests are already getting ripped. And the one named Noah looks like
too young to drink.
He is 15.
Yes.
But I think he's like 23, 24.
All right.
Also, one of the things, remember y'all, the toys need to be out. Every single toy. I want to see it out.
You know what?
Every toy. Water toys.
Water toys. The
water sports.
Vibrating toys.
All the toys.
The toys you put between your
legs.
I want
all the toys out.
I
want all the toys out.
Did you notice the shade from Kyle whenever Captain Sandy said, oh, how was last night? And he said, oh, we were doing somersaults. Somersaults. And she said, oh, you were doing somersaults? He's like, well, no, Reagan was.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Y'all, she is my favorite person on that boat. She is cutting.
Cutting.
I love her. Even with Natalia, he's like, I'll have your job in a week. And
he means it.
And he kind of, he's joking, but he kind of means it. I'm enjoying watching him. We haven't had a bitchy queen. Josiah was low-key gay bitchy with Kate. He was another gay. We haven't had a bitchy. He was bitchy in a different way. He was bitchy in an aloof gay way. Oh, I didn't know what you wanted. Oh, these people. One of those. Kyle is like just a bitch, and I'm here for it.
Well, we'll see when he, because we saw on this season on Below Deck,
he hooks up with a cast member.
I'm ready
crew,
for that
crew
season.
Member. Or a charter guest,
did we
I'm
see
sorry.
Captain Sandy get upset about that?
I don't know.
So anyway, we have this scene we kind of already talked about in the first of the show where Captain Sandy, like, Reagan is so fucking stupid. She literally is trying to pass off that she has food poisoning.
She's like, nope, that's alcohol.
Come on, Reagan. Like,
oh, this is why Captain Sandy's great TV.
But also when Reagan said that, I went, you're too stupid that you deserve this a little bit. Like, how
it's like it might be food poisoning. Come on.
How fucking stupid can you be?
Was that your teabag? I have one other. This is about kind of Kyle and Emily, who's the charter guest. And they're kind of talking, and Kyle's like, they're like, Kyle, were you like flirting? He's like, what do you mean I'm gay as hell? And she's like, I thought you were flirting with me. And do you remember that sketch with Rachel Dratch on Saturday Night Live called The Girl with No Gaydar?
Oh my God. That was such a good
She's
sketch.
The girl with no gaydar.
Oh my gosh. That was
like,
a great sketch.
You thought Kyle was flirting with you.
Yeah.
You need, for either you are ridiculously arrogant.
Oh yeah.
Or you have absolutely no vibe for people.
I once was at I went to a Lady A concert, formerly Antebellum.
Yeah.
I went to a Lady A concert and a person, it was my day job.
I mean, women dated me, so.
It's true. I had box seats and I was just talking to this woman in the box.
Oh, making come on.
And she was acting very, very weird. And I didn't realize it. And then my friend, this was a work thing, one of my cubicle warrior. Then one of the attorneys who is very good friends with me and straight, but very gay friendly. His name's Avi, who you know.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
He's hot.
Ooh.
And hot
yes.
Jewish guy.
Yes,
he's
yes,
a rabbi.
Yes.
Ooh. And so he comes over and he sees what has happened, because he's been with a lot of women, and he sees what is happening. And so he puts his arm around me and acts like my boyfriend, and the woman just completely, like, totally changes to another person. And he had explained it to me later. I didn't know.
Did she not notice your lisping?
No.
Your loose wrists?
I complimented her makeup.
That should have been an indication.
She did not know. She was.
But yeah, you can. It's on SNL. It's on YouTube or something. But it's Rachel Dratch, and she plays it. There's this one point where John Goodman is on. He's like, "Oh my God, you are just the doll." And she's like, "Hey, look, guys, Julius is really doing it for me." And everybody's like, "But he's." She's like, "A really amazing dresser."
It's really funny.
That's what some of these
you need
more theater friends if you don't have gaydar.
Yeah.
Or actually that may be the opposite. Destroy your gaydar.
You need to know guys that do sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not tennis, but like football.
Not gymnastics either.
No,
not cheerleading.
No.
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 Sometimes not soccer.
Yeah.
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 Although there are gay football players, too.
My teabag, I just want to, we talked about this a little bit. It mainly isn't about them. The way that it is edited whenever she goes in and fucks, and when Kyle and Natasha fuck in the bathroom.
No, Dave.
Or Kyle, Dave and Natasha fuck in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
The music they played and the way the camera slowly
pulled
in.
It was explicit.
I thought either this was a Showtime After Dark or someone was about to get murdered.
I was turned on.
Oh, that just speaks to Poodle. Poodle's the y'all.
Like, y'all,
spoiler alert.
If you're going to get close to murdering me, I'm going to come real hard.
That's when he's the most turned on. It's when he's fearful of his life. No lie, y'all. No lie.
Like, if I met Jack the Ripper and I was like full on dressed like a sex worker, that'd be the hottest role play ever.
Until he gutted you. Literally.
I wouldn't like that part.
You wouldn't like that part.
But just the idea that it might happen. I'm getting into
you
a weird
need
area.
To process that.
Y'all knew you've thought about Jack the Ripper sex worker porn.
I don't know about that. I don't think there's. We need
there
to
is
move
some.
On.
There's some woman out there going, that's hot. I am
wow.
certain.
If you are, you need to use our code for a better help. Get 10% off your first month of therapy.
It's reality gays.
Reality gays. What's your next teabag?
I think it's just that was something. There was a moment. This was a big deal for me because Dave says, I don't follow preference sheets. I do whatever I want, and because I make that good of food. And that can pay off for you, or it can really backfire. He must have known that octopus was so good, because that woman, Emily, said
I don't like Ozzy, but she said it was good.
She's like, it's not what I would wear again. She wouldn't complain about it, though.
Think about the difference of him, though, versus Ryan.
Fucking dick face Ryan. No,
Ryan said the same thing on Below Deck.
But it was different.
He's on Below Deck. Which one are we doing?
Down Under. Badoo.
Down Under. Badoo. It was so different the way I don't think.
No, Ryan is doing the least he can.
I don't think it's still the smartest move. I do it's think not. He does need to pay attention to the preference sheet. I feel like he's talking about it and that might come back to bite him. And if
no, it will.
Does, where Ryan gets angry, Dave will feel destroyed.
He
by
will.
It, like he failed.
Yep.
So let's see.
What but y'all, she ate it. She's like, it's nice that I ate it. I wouldn't order it again. So this was. It's so interesting. And the only reason she ate it, you guys, is because everyone at the table was
talking
saying
about how good it was.
This was amazing.
Yeah.
So she's a basic bitch who could be taken by peer pressure.
Yeah.
And she also still gaydar. But that's yeah. another story.
That's another story.
What's your next one?
My next one is that basically it's this, well, I think it's just better done this way. Is it time?
It's time.
Y'all, you knew this was coming.
Before that, I want to point one last thing. Y'all, we love a theatrical dessert. We love a theatrical. Gays love a spectacle.
I love it that you had to bring this up. That's so gay.
That when he gave those chocolate ball or chocolate bomb or whatever, and when something is tableside and things are poured in and things are melted,
oh God.
I love it.
You do. You.
It is. I love a dessert spectacle. Bananas Foster, yes.
As Trinity says, I live.
I live.
Are you caught up on Drag Race?
No,
yet?
I'm. Oh. I need to watch.
Don't you? Monet sings opera for the talent, and it's so good. It made people cry.
This season
and
of
Shea
All Stars.
Shea Coulee sang a song for the first time in Drag Race history. It's a fucking bop. It's an actual good drag. I listened to it on
season,
Spotify.
This season? Wow, that's quick. You just said that, and I was with you until you said that, and I went, okay. you need to listen to better music.
It's good.
All right, let's do another. It's time for Below Deck
Theater. All right, y'all. And action. Yeah, hi, Captain City. You want
hey,
to, you want
yeah,
to see me?
Reagan. Yeah. I mean, Reagan. Yeah, yeah I got to get
it's
that right.
Reagan.
So I need to talk to you.
Said it right. Let me
yeah. Let me put it to you this way.
Okay. Okay.
You know Charlie's Angels. You know, you can be a Farrah Fawcett.
The new one with
not
with
familiar
talk show. Oh, okay.
Not familiar.
Okay. Okay.
Look, Ray Gunn.
Yeah.
You can be a Farrah Fawcett.
Okay. All right.
Or you can be a Kate Jackson. Kate Jackson's always been my girl.
Don't know who that is.
Kate Jackson, you know, Scarecrow and Mrs. King later on. But you know, Farrah Fawcett, she was a pretty face. She's a pretty face. She's a pretty girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's a pretty girl.
Yeah.
She didn't have the initiative.
Oh.
She didn't know how to lead her ship. Well, Kate Jackson knew how to lead her ship.
Well,
she was the wisest of the angels.
But what were they dead?
Were I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
But here's what I need to know from you.
What
do you need from me to get your fucking shit together?
I'm going to figure out their weaknesses. I'm going to figure
figure out your weaknesses.
What?
By figuring out your you're weak. That did I say that?
I thought you were going
But here's the thing.
I thought you were going
to
build me
I'm
up.
I'm here to build you up.
But
I'm here to build you up, you disgusting person.
But I'm weak.
You're weak. You might as well be building the bottom of the seafloor right now.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I'm on your team.
Oh, thank
I'm
you.
I'm on your team.
Thank you.
And so you're we'll on my team.
So we'll figure it out together.
And you're helping me lead my ship.
So we'll do it together.
Because your ship is going straight to the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, so I'm alone.
Yeah, but I'm going to help you. I'm going to pull you up, and then I'm going to drop you down with the anchor.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm here to do a business.
Okay. Yeah.
And your shitty business. So I'm going to give you this time to impress me.
Okay.
Can you do that? Figure out your weaknesses? And you're going to show me you can do this job.
I'm just confused.
B.K. Jackson. Okay. B.K. Jackson Ray Gunn. Okay. Not Farrah Fawcett.
Wait, but who's Charlie?
I got to go watch Amen. And scene.
She loves Amen. She loves Amen.
Oh, y'all.
It was.
That was a classic passive aggressive. I want you to do better, but I'm going to destroy you at the same time.
Oh.
This is what
this
Captain
is why
Sandy
we
does
love
best.
Below Deck, man.
When this happened, I was desperately trying to write down every word she said.
It was.
This is, if you're wondering why you say sometimes, why is Captain Sandy so bad? Why does everyone hate her? Because of this, y'all. This fucks with people's heads.
Because she did.
She's a terrible boss.
She's talked to everyone. Like, we didn't talk and go into it, but she already talked to Z.
Oh, everyone on the boat knows she's not doing her job well.
And Captain Sandy's talked, and so, and she even said this episode at one point, Captain said, oh, she's in over her head.
Yes!
So she already, in her head, Captain said,
she's
like,
gone.
You're gone.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to watch you wriggle and squiggle in the sun.
It's because we're on television.
Yep.
If this was not on television, she would be gone. But Captain
like
Sandy says, what are the optics?
Yep.
I don't think we can go on anymore after that.
No.
Amen. Amen to that, y'all.
Y'all remember, be a Kate Jackson.
Be a
Kate Jackson.
I'm scared because Farrah Fawcett's dead, so I wasn't worried about that
oh,
one.
Oh, no, I love Kate Jackson.
Kate Jackson's very much alive.
No,
I used to watch her on HS or QVC, and I asked my mama to buy her stuff. Or was that Victoria Principal?
Wow.
God, I love Victoria Principal. We can't talk about her either. She's alive.
We need to move on.
All right, everybody. At least I think
get me
she's
out of
alive.
This, no, please.
All
please.
Right, everybody.
We can't talk about watching QVC with your mama anymore.
My Aunt Karen called one time. She called QVC, and the woman, and it was for skin cream, and the woman said, you know, normally people call QVC and they say, who's calling? They're like, oh, this is Matilda or this is John. People say their first name.
Yeah.
My Aunt Karen said, this is Karen Wood from Ardmore, Oklahoma. And she talked to this woman and bought this night cream. And then she hung up the phone because I gave my Aunt Karen a margarita. We were having margaritas. And so I got liquored up.
You do. How old were you?
Old enough.
Okay.
Yeah, I was 17.
Okay.
Anyway, so she gets off the phone, and I'm like, well, that's so good. And then Aunt Karen goes, oh, my God, I said my real name, and now everybody knows my face is old.
It's a good line.
Anyway, she's dead. She's the one that died of breast
cancer.
Southern
stories.
Her father died last week, and her own kids didn't even go to her funeral, and her sister didn't even mention my Aunt Karen in the obituary. It was terrible.
Why?
Don't get me started.
Okay. No, I can't.
All
please,
right, everybody.
Please turn this car around.
We've got to go, everybody. Go to website's still hacked. We're
go to our Instagram.
That's for August. We're going to get that fixed, y'all, now that we're back. So go to our Instagram. Go to our Linktree link. You can find out about 90 Day UK. We are starting to schedule live.
We're
dates,
on TikTok.
We don't have any. We are on
TikTok.
You can
watch the Salt Wife short that you directed and edited by Sissy Christina and starring yours truly.
It's true. Is it on TikTok now?
It is on TikTok.
Oh, great.
Y'all go to. I will say, seeing it the first time, I recorded the VO for it. You took the pictures. When I saw it for the first time, it kind of took my breath away. Because honestly,
it did. When Christina saw her first edit, I went,
honestly, it's what I've always wanted to play, kind of fringe older female characters.
You have to save that costume for if we go back to Boston.
I know I do. It's just one of my favorite things.
I honestly would. Can we just ride off a vacation to Maine to
just
film that?
Just film to film a good.
We're just going to plop down in Kittery.
Like a 18-minute short.
Yeah.
Super edited.
Super. We'll submit it to a film festival, and you know somebody will think it's legit and fucking we'll get invited to, like, Wolf Trap Denware Festival.
I will say, even the physicality that I saw on screen, I didn't know I was embodying.
All right. Stop jacking off to yourself.
I just think I know this character.
Wow.
I am this character.
Someone thinks they're Glenn Close. All right, everybody. We've got to move on. That's the show. I'm on vacation.
I am the salt wife.
I don't remember the sign off.
I do. It's and remember, we'll see you next time. And anchors again.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.